By this time, Howard had reached the command complex. A long desk set with terminals and monitors took up one side of the room. Screens relaying images from all cameras in sequence flashed in front of him, covering one wall. A chair on a sliding track enabled him to move with ease from one end of the desk to the other. He slid into the chair and automatically set the chair in motion until it had arrived at the section of desk he required. In front of him was an inset panel, oval, with an indent shaped like a thumb. He put his right thumb in, felt a slight tingle as it scored a small piece of top skin layer for analysis.
DNA check. Authorization approved.
The automatic lock on the control complex, which came into operation every time the alarm sounded, was now off. He, as the last of his line and the only man with the correct genetic code, was now in sole charge of all systems.
Status report, Hamill.
The vehicle is another mile farther in. Range on missiles and lasers locked and approved. Mines armed and on link response.
Link response. If the wheels of the vehicle passed over a mine and triggered it, then any three mines in a surrounding arc would also be automatically triggered. This ensured that the vehicle would be destroyed rather than merely disabled.
Disarm link response.
Disarmed, Howard.
How far are they from the edge of the minefields?
500 yards, Howard.
I do not want to harm them. Trigger eight mines in a random pattern around their projected path. Let's give them fair warning.
Very good.
You thinking what I'm thinking, Ryan?
That was a warning.
Yep. Also think we found our guy's redoubt, but that goes without saying.
He's keeping us at bay, but still alive. Just like he told us. He wants us to join him.
Fat fucking chance after this. How's everybody doing back there?
Need a better driver!
Yeah, well, it's hard to avoid sandbags when the world's blowing up around us.
Jack was nursing a cut on his temple, a crimson streak visible on the pale white skin, matting the lank strands of hair that fell over his face. His red eyes were unfocused, but he still managed a grin. Mildred was bent over Doc, whose eyes were rolling. In the red light, JB could see that the skin on Mildred's cheekbone had been broken, but she had been luckier. It was a part of the skull less likely to lead to a concussion. Instead of worrying about herself, she was tending to Doc. Ryan moved from his seat and crouched beside her. There was no blood, no cut that was visible, but a contusion was already spreading darkly from under Doc's ear down to the point of his chin.
What happened to Doc?
Not too sure. I was kind of occupied myself trying to stay upright. But from the look of it, I'd say that the old buzzard fell onto this edge and got himself just at the hinge of the jaw. Looks like it was a hell of a blow, and he might be a bit concussed. But there doesn't feel like any major damage.
Major damage? Sure, did I not serve under him at Gettysburg? Always so accident-prone.
Oh, he must be okay. Talking shit like usual.
You want to watch for concussion yourself?
Nah, I just get Mildred to dress it.
No follow-up blasts of any kind. No incoming. Wherever they are, doesn't seem like they want to finish us off. Not yet, anyway. Can't do any harm to see if we can get some kind of location for him.
Well, JB, figure it's safe we take a wreck?
Yeah, if we're careful.
Right. You stay here, Mildred. Look out for Doc and Jack. I don't want them moving until they're right. Same goes for you.
You got it. Hell, I always thought you and John should be the first on the firing line.
Oh, that's bright.
JB and Ryan were greeted with a vista of perfect calm. The only sign of the recent violence came from the small splashes of sand that had landed in a fan pattern from the blast, and the craters left by the mines. Now that the dust and smoke had settled, even the craters looked as though they may have been there for a while. It was a tableau that might have existed since the days of the New Cost, untouched, and just stumbled upon. Both JB and Ryan took cover in the hollow formed by the body of the vehicle and the bank of sand into which it had plowed. They looked out into the distance.
Shit. Doesn't give us much to go on, does it?
Ryan stretched out an arm to indicate the sweep of the craters.
Look at that arc. We must have been driving right into that, heading that direction. They've been set off to send us back this way.
Maybe because the redoubt lies in a straight line from our course at an indeterminate distance.
I'll buy that. Question again is, how far?
Now look at what's in front of us. Nothing. Flat. Unless it's a concealed tunnel entrance. And even then...
Yeah. It ain't anywhere we can get to in a hurry. If they knew we were coming, they have much better recon than we have. Probably know we're standing here talking about them.
It's a big area they cover. You see those old fence posts rotting away about half a mile back?
Yeah. If that was a boundary to this place, and the defenses don't even start until here, then we've got some serious opposition.
So what we're saying is that they can see us, we can't see them, that they have a massive area around their redoubt that's well protected, and that if we take so much as one step, they can fuck us up before we even have a chance to know it?
That about covers it. Except we also don't know how wide and deep that minefield is.
So what do we do about this?
Nothing. Not yet. Doc Mildred and Jack aren't exactly combat ready right now. Give them some time to stop seeing double, maybe puke a little. We've got no choice but to wait.
Wait? Wait for what?
Hey, if we just sit here, it's going to drive the cold-hard bastards mad. They'll have to come and get us eventually. Right now, there's no opening for us. Maybe they'll screw up and give us one. That's all we've got, right?
I'll be damned if I can think of anything else.
Ryan nodded. Yet even as he did so, there was something nagging at the back of his mind. There was another option, but he was damned if he could bring it to mind right now.